USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted in favor of a resolution to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for not testifying to the mostly partisan January 6th commission. Out of 430 votes, the measure cleared the House by 14 votes, amplifying the partisan view from lawmakers. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on the House floor.
Democrats prevent Republicans from serving on the Select Committee. Democrats kick Republicans off standing committees. Democrats try to make D.C. a state. Democrats try to end the filibuster. They try to pack the court. They do secret impeachment hearings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. And they just said a naval veteran is afraid of the truth. And now today, they are destroying executive privilege.
Congress passed a measure raising the government's borrowing limit by $2.5 trillion Tuesday. The Senate voted 50-49 to approve the legislation in the afternoon, and the House later passed it 221-209. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A U.S. judge yesterday dismissed a bid by President Trump to keep his tax returns from a House of Representatives committee, ruling that Congress' legislative interests outweighed any deference Trump should receive as a former president. Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden said in his ruling that Trump was wrong on the law in seeking to block the House Ways and Means Committee from obtaining his tax returns. Grocery manufacturer Kroger will be hitting their non-union, unvaxxed employees in the wallet.
Kroger is eliminating some COVID-19 benefits for unvaccinated employees beginning next year. This comes as the grocery store chain is pushing to get more workers vaccinated as concerns over the Omicron variant rise. Kroger will stop providing unpaid COVID leave for unvaccinated employees and will set a $50 a month surcharge to non-union salary workers who haven't received the shots. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Back in 2017, when the GOP was trying to push a bill through Capitol Hill, Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer praised the CBO as being a fair and objective accounting of actual costs to incorporate a proposal. Now, the same lawmakers are slamming the CBO when they report the cost of President Biden's massive social spending bill that would keep inflation in full form. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News weighs in on the BBB and the CBO score.
If you spend that much money over 10 years the way the bill is constructed, the deficit goes from $360 billion to $3 trillion. So it's a lie. So what she said about me is a lie. The bill that's on the floor is a lie. The bill on the floor is set up to cost $1.75 trillion based on a lie. It's a lie that these programs will go away. If you tell the truth about the bill, like CBO did, it's $5 trillion. Not 1.75, is $3 trillion in deficit, not $360 billion over 10 years. I don't know what Joe Manchin's going to do. The biggest game in town right now, Sean, is what will Joe Manchin do? I can tell you what he said. He said he would not vote for a bill that was part of a shell game full of budget gimmicks. The CBO said this is a budget gimmick bill. He said he would not vote for a bill that added to the deficit. This bill adds $3 trillion to the deficit. He said he wouldn't vote for a bill that made inflation worse. This bill will pour gasoline on the inflation fire. Using his own words, he should vote against this bill.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.